RMT, talks dispute and attacks to London Underground. RMT and the train operating companies some concessions achieved, but more can be won. West Midlands RMT member. The railway employers have presented a new dispute resolution agreement to the RMT Rail Union, in an attempt to bring an end to the long-running train operating companies, TOCs, dispute. The RMT leadership called off the last two strike days in anticipation of this new set of proposals. However, despite a few small changes since the previous document, it remains a shopping list of our terms and conditions which the employers have been after for decades. For example, while it seems that the intention to close every ticket office on the network has been deleted, the plans to introduce a new multi-skilled station grade remain, which will facilitate the future elimination of ticket offices. While specific mention of driver-only operation has been removed, the boss's big savings will be realized over coming years as new starters will receive reduced benefits, such as less annual leave and inferior sick pay. Part 1 of the two-year proposal is a pay increase of the greater amount of either 5% or £1,750, for 2022-23. Part 2 is a further 4%, based on erosion of terms and conditions, the heaviest burden of all falling on new starters. While the leadership can point to the fact that there has clearly been some movement on pay, and that the attacks on terms and conditions can be fought on a company-by-company basis, taken as a whole, this proposal remains a below-inflation pay deal with very serious strings attached. General Secretary Mick Lynch has stated in an online members' briefing that the leadership will be seeking feedback from branches and regions before making a decision on what to do next. However, there is a very real danger that without a fighting lead from the National Executive Committee, NEC, combined with new strike dates, members can become demobilized, and after 10 months in dispute, could look to take the least worst option. Socialist Party members will argue to reject this offer, and prepare for the national strike action necessary to win more. RMT should not settle for any deal which is paid for by future generations of rail workers. Our responsibility is to protect jobs, terms, and conditions,